Now back to Amy and Sean.
1027 VGS.
So you will have to catch me dead before I complain about customer service.
Well, you've worked in the trenches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did for a very long time. I mean, not just here, but I started working in the restaurant industry in the biz when I was 15 years old.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
what was your first gig?
That's when I was a busser at this fine dining restaurant in upstate New York.
Nice.
And I didn't like getting dressed up all the time, as you can see. And so I asked to be a dishwasher so I could wear a hat. And they allowed it.
You're really, really like, yeah, sure, I could make more money, but hats.
Yeah, and then they're like, well, if you're a dishwasher, you have to be a prep cook, too. I'm like, throw me to the wolves. So that's what I did.
I would deep poop
the shrimp. That's what I did.
De-poop the shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, I got thrown in to the big times pretty early on in my career. So I went to Starbucks. I never go to Starbucks. I'm a huge 7-Eleven coffee fan.
Yeah. You're no frills.
Yeah.
You don't need the finer things in life. Mm-mm. You find joy in other things.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Roman always likes to get an apple juice if I go to Starbucks.
They're $7.50.
So they're so expensive, but still less expensive than eggs. So I asked for, at the window, I asked for a straw for his apple juice. You have to ask for straws, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to give them to you.
Well, you don't want to kill the whales.
Mm-mm.
You don't want people to think you're a monster.
I know it. So I said, hey, for that small apple juice, can I get a straw? Sure. So then when I go to the window, they hand me my things, and I know they're busy. I get it. Like,
yeah.
It's a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, you're slammed. They hand me my coffee, Roman's juice, and then I paid for it, and then I'm looking, no straw. I said, hey, can I, and the window's already closed. So I'm like waving in the window like,
yeah,
hey, can I get a straw? She said, you have to ask for it before or when you place your order.
Oh, wait, like, so this is no racies? Like, we can't go back in time and get a straw?
But I was like, and I didn't want to argue with her, but I was like, I did ask for a straw. I did. So I didn't say that, though. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, she was busy, but also being mean, because I know that I did the right thing.
At this point, though, like, you already have the food, so you don't have to worry about them spitting in your latte.
I know. But I just, like, felt like my feelings were really hurt. Like, I was hurt by her being mean to me when I am extra, 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 extra nice to everybody. Like, Jaden always is like, wow, Mom, like, you really go above and beyond, because I know what it's like to work in this, even to the cashiers at the grocery store. Like, I am overly kind to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was overly kind at the window. I was overly kind when I paid.
Yeah.
And
she was overly kind when you asked for a straw.
Yeah. And she was not. And my feelings were truly hurt by the barista on Saturday morning.
That one moment where, like, somebody in customer service comes at you so hard that you're like,
I was like, I honestly wasn't even like, I was like, oh my God, why do you not like me?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no reason.
702-597-1027. There was one time, I'm a McDonald's guy.
Mm-hmm.
I go for breakfast at McDonald's all day. And I do everything on the mobile app. I order pre-mobile app, boom, done. And I'm now at the window, and I'm like, yeah, I get a mobile order. All right, Grubhub or DoorDash? I'm like, no, the app.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to say app. I'm like, do I have to say app, or do you have to assume that maybe I'm just a customer?
Right, like, right.
You know,
right.
Like, who has to do what here? Let's talk about the power dynamic.
Gosh.
I'm pretty sure you are here to serve me, and I am going to pay you for that service. You're not here to chastise me about a straw.
I can't. And that's what I'm like, okay, it's not me. The car in front of me must have treated her poorly. Like, I'm like trying to make it these excuses why she doesn't like me.
Yeah.
And then I'm mad at Roman. Why'd you need a straw? I just get yelled at.
You're three. Drink it from the thing. Kathy says, I have straws in my glove compartment. I put it in my coffee while driving. I don't hoard straws. I hoard napkins.
Yeah, napkins. I've got a lot of napkins. I don't have a lot of straws, I guess, but I'm going to start just so that me and Starbucks can still be friends, because obviously this is going to be an issue for us.
I have the side door, like, it's the napkin McDonald's index. You can tell how much I've been going to McDonald's, mm-hmm, by looking at the door.
Yeah.
And if I open the door and, like, napkins are flying everywhere... you know it's been too right. many times. It's pretty much the way I go. Yeah, I can't stand when that happens. You get that little toot, and it's like, wait a second.
I'm questioning everything.
I had the worst experience at Chick-fil-A over the weekend. Worse, usually they're great.
Yeah.
But I order everything on the app with them, too. But I ordered markets after I brought the kids out to a ball pit. We'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But we went to Chick-fil-A. Marcia met us over there, and we had, I ordered her salad, market salad, no blue cheese. Comes with blue cheese. Oh, can I get some sauces? Oh, you didn't get the milk. This is how the milk went. Okay. By the way, I was missing a couple milks. Oh, okay. And the guys just look around like, what was it? Milk. Milk? And he looks at the manager like, milk? Oh, it's over there in the fridge near the drive-thru. Okay. What was that again?
Oh, my gosh.
Two milks.
See, that's crazy because one time I was at Chick-fil-A and I asked on an accident for cane sauce and he jumped over my car and went to Cane's and got me sauce.
No, he didn't.
No.
That affable.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, thanks. My pleasure. but this time I'm like, milk? Milk? Yeah. I know you don't serve the cows, but what they make. Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.